This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe, Algonquin territory on this date, May 13, 2026. Hit it! Welcome! Bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lucien Big Daddy Labrador. Okay, episode 340, where today I will be talking about what I get for loving them hoes. But before we do that, we're going to start with some quotables and some randomness. And before we even do that, I'm going to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, recommend as a motherfucking crew. So, listeners, listener discretion is advised. All right. Quotables. First one. Actually, we just got one for today. We just got one. And then it goes, bitches ain't shit but hoes and trick. But if all you do is hoe and trick, then what does that make you?
Message.
Shout out to Talon Macy for that beautiful quote. The poet Talon Macy, Google it. All right, that's it. Let's jump into some randomness. Let me share some randomness with you all.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, first one is just got off from work. I'm still wearing my work clothes. I know today's episode won't be titled Work Clothes, but it's just, my intention is to just run home, hit record, and then eat something. It's kind of like when you come home, go to the gym, and then do your regular activity because you know you're not going to do it at all. So this is just me saying I'm wearing my work clothes. And I just had a lingering thought, remembering how something happened today that reminded me how much I don't like to stand out. Like I said, on this podcast, I talk about the things that I preach what I practice. I preach what I practice. I talk about the shit that I know. And I'm an expert. If you need help on maintaining the habit of not standing out, I'm your guy. And I'm laughing because I remember in therapy, I'm learning a lot about take space, take up space, and taking up space, be your own person, fuck them, fuck other people's opinion. And it's so easy to get back into old habits. And what happened in this particular case, I was in a situation where my coworkers were asking me we were going for lunch to somewhere, and they said I ended up pulling the short straw, being the one who drives a few people with them. And I remember it was a big deal I remember why I didn't want to drive in the first place, because my car was a freaking mess. And I remember my first thought was, wait for me at the door. I'm gonna pull my car out the parking, and the truth is, yeah, I just wanted to take all the trash that was in the front and just put it in the back, and it kind of looks suspicious. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It kind of looks suspicious. It's like I was trying to get rid of a dead body. But no, I'm not saying the problem is I didn't want to. I was shy about a messy car but. It just reminded me of the anxiety when I work into the office. And my biggest thing is, I just don't want y'all commenting on things you don't need to be commenting on. I'm realizing I'm not making the point that I'm trying to say. I'm not saying because it sounds like I'm saying, oh, you were embarrassed of showing a messy car. No, but it was more about the habit is how I usually surround myself with people I feel the need to shrink around. That moment just reminded me of all the times that how I had gotten into the habit of always like, I'm thinking about growing up in hip hop. Okay, growing up in high school or the early days, actually, grade school and the early days of hip hop. And I was the only one who liked hip hop. And I would like not playing around because I don't want to hear any fucking bullshit about what's this fucking this is not music. You know, I just had a moment where I remembered how much I don't like to stand out. And it's even to the point that I prefer solitude to being around people. That's it.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to elaborate on this, but I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I feel like I took it up the rear end, man. Fucking grocery prices are fucking high.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. This next clip was inspired by a content creator on YouTube Short. I think her name is Girl in the Verse. And she was just going on a rant. I'll put it in the show notes if I feel like it. But yeah, essentially she was going on a rant about, not a rant, but essentially talking of commenting about the recent Canadian census, 2026 Canadian census. So like a grown-up, yeah, yesterday was the deadline. I ended up doing it. And the questions were kind of like, the questions were a little weird, man. The question was like, first, you live where you live. You sure you live where you live? Are you positive? Do you live alone? You sure you live alone? What time of the day are you usually out of the house, hypothetically? And can you like sketch a drawing of your keys? Like it was weird. Like, you want to know where I live? Do I live alone? And the second one is, do you speak French? Well, are you, what's your main language do you speak at in your household? I mean, to myself? I just told you I live alone. Anyways, it's like French, English. Oh, right. So I specified, yes, bilingual, and speak both languages. When I'm talking to the man in the mirror or to the voices in my head, I speak in both languages, and occasionally Creole. And it was just weird. I just felt like it was only 14 questions, and I don't see how those questions could lead to me getting a strip club opened in my neighborhood. I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like, I've lost. I wonder if there's going to be a follow-up question, because this was like, I don't see it.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
I hate when my personal phone ring, I pick it up and the voice on the line says, hey, this is Keith from work. This is Keith from work.
Who the fuck gave you my number? If I spend all day ignoring your bitch ass on Skype, what the fuck makes you think that calling my personal number would be a good idea? Woo! I hope this motherfucker wanna get freaky because he got me 50 shades of fucked up. So this is what we gonna do. Keith from work, you can either remove my number from your phone or you can remove my foot from your ass.
You know what's funny is when I added this to the agenda, to the list of randomness, this was before I thought I knew I was going to speak about how I don't like standing out in front of people. But I put this there as a reminder to myself to not be scared, to set boundaries. It's what it is. All right. Shout out to content creator on TikTok. His name is Blacksmith. And yeah, homeboy made me laugh with this little clip, and I hope it made you laugh too. All right, that's it for, oh, look at you with time. All right, that's it for randomness. Let's jump into the final say. I've decided to call it final say. No more final thought, final say, until I decide to change it to something else. But fuck it. Anyways, go consistency. All right, so yeah, let's jump to final say. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break.
Wow, I never thought there would be this many people here to support a black man. The first joke is gonna go to the black lady on the left of me. You're black as shit. On the count of three, we're all gonna say, hey, they're a jigaboo. You know, I can really relate to all you blacks in here. You know, my dad left me when I was younger as well. Yeah, he went to jail for killing George Floyd. Everybody in this room is so black. They almost offered this special to Tubi. You guys are so black. We had to have the special during the daytime so that we could see you. Because you guys are black and dark. White girl, you fuck so many black guys, I'm about to call you the 13th Amendment. You are so black, I'm about to develop a new slur. I'm going to do an impression of the black lady that just went before me. Honey boo boo child, I'm black. But seriously, you know, we really want to take time out to respect the reason we're here. This person has broken down barriers, has made his own way, and has shown us what it's like, you know, to stand the test of time and really be someone we should respect in this community. So without further ado, I'm going to bring up the reason we're all here. A jigaboo cockroach monkey.
All right. Who you just heard from is a comedian name. I'm assuming she's a comedian. And it's underscore on Instagram, underscore I am Jamila. And shout out to this sister. The title of this clip set or whatever you want to call it, message was, white comedians when it's their turn at a roast. I'm also, the other reason why I'm playing this is because it helped narrow down what I was trying to say in today's final say. Come along. All right. Come along. Follow me. All right. Okay. Now let me get to the point. All right. So when I started out, I said that I was going to talk about what I get. What the exact words I said. What I get for loving them hoes. Is that what I said? For loving them hoes. And yeah. I guess I should, maybe I should have started this from the beginning before I get labeled as a Manosphere podcast. It's by hoes, I mean celebrities. Celebrities, man. Hey, fucking hoes. And today's hoe, who I'm going to be focusing all my attention on, is Kevin Hart. Motherfucking Kevin Hart. All right. Where do I start? Scared I said this. Yeah. Oh, I was supposed to start with, oh, my real dog still kicking with me. Oh, my down hoe still tricking with me. All the true gangsters, no. Be black never loved no hoes. Oh, that was awful. Be never loved no hoes. Okay, that was awful. Okay, that's the point. All right. Initially, what happened here, let me give you a quick timeline, is I was on the weekend on Netflix. I popped up. I see the roast of Kevin Hart. I'm like, oh, that should be funny. Hit play, and I see, what's his name, Shane, whatever the fuck his name, a white boy come out as the MC, and I hit stop. I'm like, fuck that. No good could come from this. Oh, yeah, sure, there was Usher, whatever, but I hit stop because I know well I'm not that guy who goes to a comedy club to complain about the comedy. If it's not in my lane, I don't fucking listen to it. I ignore it. I'm like, I respect you as a comedian to have your audience, but you need to respect the fact that I'm not the one. I'm not it. So fucking do your jokes, have your Klan rally, burn your cross, but leave me the fuck out of it. So I hit stop. I did the responsible thing and hit stop, and then ended up watching Hoppers. Fucking funny. It's a kid show. The kid show. Yeah. Hoppers is a movie. It's kind of interesting. It's a kid shows that it's interesting that there's an adult at Disney that told himself, I want to make a kid's show about beavers. Let it marinate. All right, I'm off topic. I do that all the time. All right, I'm taking my time with this topic. I'm taking my time. All right. I hit stop, went about my life, and woke up the next day, and the goddamn algorithm, fucking social media, I'm flooded with clips from this stupid fucking show. The only clip that I liked was, Pete Davidson. There we go. Make sure I get this. Yeah. Davidson. The one joke that I like, but not, I shouldn't have said that. Let me back up. But again, timeline flooded with clips from this bullshit. And of course, the usual argument of, no, that's not funny. That's funny. Racist jokes are funny. Not, you know, it's like, you guys can't think a joke. It means such a, it was just, it, how did Chris Tucker say it again?
Pissed off, man.
That's it. pissed off, man. Pissed off, man. That's right. So I was at 100. I was at the high level, like the other dude, the previous clip that I played of the man who reacting to one of his coworkers violating his boundaries, calling him on his personal phone. I was that angry, man. What did he say? Get my foot out of whatever. And I remember when I thought of this topic of today's Fido Say, I only had one line. Fuck Kevin Hart. Fuck Kevin Hart and fuck Netflix. Yes, I'm emotional. So anyways, I was just steaming. And needless to say, because I'm a sensitive soul, I need time to process my feelings, to understand what I mean when I say... If it wasn't for the fact that I take the time to like process feelings, understand what the fuck I'm trying to say, I'd be burning shit down. Anyways, so I needed a while. I started to like journal, write shit down, process things, and finally I have a list of thoughts of what I mean when I say fuck Kevin Hart and fuck Netflix. By the way, I just read this that apparently Kevin Hart made less on this roast than Tom Brady. Stay lucid. But whatever. I don't know. Maybe you don't judge people by their money. But yeah, this is what I mean when I say fuck Kevin Hart. So I got points. Wow, 20 points. Jesus Christ. All right, let's go. I'm going to run through this. All right? And plus, I'm good on time. Like I said, I'm taking my time with this one. Number one. This roast felt less about comedy and more like a machine designed to generate controversy and social media engagement. Two, the goal wasn't just to make people laugh. The goal wasn't to make people laugh. Okay, let me back up. The goal wasn't just to make people laugh. The goal was to get people arguing over whether racist jokes are funny. See, I'm going to adjust that point. I'm going to make a quick correction. I don't think this version of comedy cares about laughter, or it's a lower priority. I think argument is number one, and then laughter between one side and the other side. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy or something. I'm saying that modern day comedy is less about making people laugh and more getting folks to argue. Folks who wouldn't be... Anyway, okay. Number three. Even when I try to ignore it, and this is the point I'm making, even when I was trying to ignore it, my timeline was flooded with clips and commentary forcing me into a conversation I never wanted to be part of. I never asked to join. Oh, you can just ignore it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I feel with black people, it's like this world is constantly keeping us like Sister Soulja said, in a constant state of aggravation. Needs us to be in a constant state of aggravation. And you just pick on the parts that... It's like, why don't we piss off Israel? Why don't we piss off Jewish people? They're sensitive about the Holocaust. Look, fuck with them. But you can't do that with Israel because they got weapons. They got power. They're in a position. There's repercussion to fucking with them. And this is where I'm going with this. Four. It's not enough for some people to laugh at black people's expense. They also want our reaction and our participation. Five, my real anger is not at the jokes themselves. I want to repeat that. My real anger is not at the jokes themselves. It's at the fucking decision to invite these two cracker-ass comedians known for making racist jokes at a roast for a black man. That shit was a recipe for disaster. When I saw that one guy, I think his name is Kill Tony, the same guy who... perform at some, event or whether it was for the something for Trump while he was running for re-election. The same guy who said, what was the line? Something about how there's trash in the ocean. Oh, no, it's Puerto Rico. Some shit like that. And then the same back and forth. It's just a joke. You're supposed to ignore it. I'm like. It was meant to provoke a reaction. That's what I'm trying to say. Provoke a reaction besides laughter. My real joke, I already said number five. Number six, nobody should be surprised that they did exactly what they are known for doing. Yo, when they invited those two white dudes at a roast, maybe there was other white comedians, but I know these two in particular have a reputation. When they invited them, it was a recipe for disaster. Like, I was pissed even before they got on the mic. Whoever fucking decided to have them there, that shit was a bad decision. Seven. Those two comedians, again, Shane something Gillis, something like that, and Tony Killian. Yeah, those two comedians gained more from this roast than Kevin Hart did, in my opinion. Let me get to it. Number eight, their fans are treating them like, will be treating them like heroes. Their fans are treating them like heroes for saying the very things the rest of us expected them to say. They're treating them like, they said the shit they wish they could have said. I'm surprised Andrew Schultz wasn't on the list. Was he busy? Was he already booked? They were just as well of inviting all, like, the United Nations of racist white comics. Okay. Eight. Their fans will be treating them like heroes for saying the very things we expected them to say. Nine. Kevin Hart gave them a major platform, and in doing so, helped increase their influence. Like, Kevin Hart was just as well of blowing those guys for their participation. Thank you for coming on. Blah, 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 blah. Massa. 10. My anger towards Kevin Hart feels similar to how I felt when Kanye said slavery was a choice. I'm at that level of pissed off, right? Kind of anger. 11. The backlash was not an accident. This backlash is not an accident. I believe it was anticipated and built into the plan. Now, I've been part of comedy shows before. I've prepared for comedy shows. I've known people who put on shows. I know for a fact, I know for a fact, Netflix is a joke. It's part of a series going on. And when they came up with this, when they prepared for this roast idea, they knew there was going to be a backlash. They knew there was. I'm sure they were like, whew, oh man. And they laughed at it. It's going to be fucked up. I can handle it. I know what I'm kind of hoping, the backlash goes beyond what they expected. That's the only thing I guess I could hope for. But I know they were like, yeah, them niggas are going to be mad. 11, the backlash was an accident. 12, by talking about this like I'm doing right now, I know I'm participating in the exact cycle they wanted to create. I wonder if it's like, hey man, our president, these are the white people, is catching too much heat for this Epstein shit. I know, it's a stretch. Okay, open your third eye. All right, I know it's a stretch. But I'm saying it's like, it's meat for social media. It's meat for black podcasters. By the way, shout out to sister comedian that I read earlier, that I played earlier. I am Jamila. I love the fact how she took lemon and turned it to lemonade, because that's how we do, black folks. All right, where was I? Number 12, by talking about this, I participated in the exact cycle they wanted me to create. 13, I respect, like I said at the beginning, I respect every comedian's right to have an audience. 14, what I object to is using blackness as a prop to attract attention and build that audience. Leave us the fuck out of it. He's 15. At a time when voting rights and other serious issues are under attack, we are being distracted by manufactured controversy. Sorry, I'm blanking out. I had a thought and it just left my mind. Say no to drugs, kids. Using black people as a prop. It's damn. All right, I'll come back to it. So 14, 15 covered that. Let's go to 16. 16, the people who benefit are the comedians, the platforms, and their fans. Oh, at the time of voting rights are other, okay, that's 16 does not make any sense. All right, I should have read this before. I should have revised this before studying this. All right. Very funny. All right, number 17. Man, that's how pissed off I am. I'm forgetting shit. 17, the people left carrying the emotional burdens are black viewers. 18, at the core of my anger is the feeling that two white comedians were given a moment to shine at our expense. This reminds me of when the NAACP invited Donald Trump to talk about why black people should vote for him. Now, everyone, like, I remember on my side, it was, oh, he said racist shit. Like he wasn't going to do it. He said something stupid. Oh, he's so stupid. He's blah, blah, blah. But his fucking base are like, you showed them. It's about time a white man talked to them niggers and put them in place. Like, they, he gained more from that. He gained more from us being like, there we go. Yeah, I'm back to my point. This is fuel for the, this is like, our rage, our pain is their gain. Look, these are people. We have to understand. These are people. I'm talking about white people, right? Who used to like organize a picnic, a family event around lynching. Black taking pleasure off our pain is a white people tradition. That's what I'm bothered by. 20. This is the last point. I said, I'm so frustrated. Yo, this thing is pissing me off so much. I know I'm in an emotional state right now, but I am considering canceling my Netflix subscription. Well, for one thing, you know, there are other means to watch their material. But I used to be a supporter. I used to be a supporter of Netflix because of the streaming revolution. It's like, yes. They were like, the streaming revolution. Because I remember thinking, finally we've seen shit online, and I like how they were pioneers in that shit. And I was just a supporter of their effort. Now they're just like, yo, we need people to watch our shit. We need to play commercial. It's all about the check. Man, anyways, like I said earlier, okay, frustrated. I'm thinking of canceling. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it, but depending, when I calm down, if I still feel the stamp, I'm canceling my subscription. Needless to say, I'm done with Kevin Hart. Now, I say all this, I should have started this at the beginning, that I believe that Kevin Hart makes decision that he believes is right for him. He didn't make it to where he is by listening to people's criticism or whatever the fuck. So I know that he is who he is. What I'm angry at is acknowledging the fact that I'm angry at. This is what I get for loving them hoes. This is what I got. Even funny, Chappelle had a thought about that. Is like how we worship celebrities. And yeah, I think it's like I should have known it would happen. Like for the, I initially thought Netflix gave him a shitload of money. It's like, look, man, how much is your dignity worth? How much is your blackness worth? Because we're about to shred that shit. And all we need you to do is shut the fuck up and smile. What's the number? And he agreed to a number that was lower than what Tom Brady got. Let's think about that, right? Tom Brady did not have to, like, sacrifice, whatever. Anyways, I'm sure from Kevin Hart's perspective, it's like, fuck it, it's just jokes, whatever. Then again, Kevin Hart has never been the political type. So this is no big deal for him. He can afford to, like, throw us under the bus. I've spoken my mind. I'm, like I said, just got off of work. My stomach is about to growl. The last thing I need is for this microphone to pick up the sound of my growling stomach. So I'm going to stop here and say, fuck Kevin Hart and fuck Netflix. And I can't be mad at those two white boys. I mean, shit, I'm sure they got paid probably more than Kevin Hart. Damn it. Oh, that's another thing that pisses me off. What the fuck you mean y'all got writers? These aren't your own. I'll stop there. Okay, that's up. Okay, what do I know about comedies? But yeah, anyways, that's what I get for loving the hoes. No more. No more. All right. Sure. Jay-Z will probably drop an album that I like, and I'll forget that I'm like, yeah, he's the truth, but whatever. All right. This concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. And yeah, I'm going to stop here and say that thank you for listening. And remember, website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast41@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace. I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.